This is Sierra Turi. It is October 1st of 2018, and it's currently 1:05. I'm here with
Peyton Bradford, PaiTenBradford.
All right, Peyton, can you describe why you came to the Fall Festival?
Well, I came here today to drive a friend mainly so that she could do her assignment while here. But while I've been here, I've been able to see like a bunch of the food stations, and it's been pretty cool.
How many times have you been to the Fall Festival?
This is my very first time.
And can you describe your experience so far?
Well, so far, I see that there's a lot of people here. I've been told that there's a lot more usually in the evening, so I feel like that would freak me out. But so far, it's just been a hot day where I've gotten to meet a bunch of new people.
Can you tell me about the first time? Scratch that, sorry. What do you know about how this got started?
Well, just from listening to another man, I heard that it got started almost 100 years ago, and that it's mainly used to help certain organizations raise money for good causes, but it's about all I know other than a bunch of teenagers want to go to it all the time, so.
And what makes the Fall Festival different from other events and festivals?
Any other events I've been to, like, definitely do not have as many food options or as strange of food options. Like, they would have like one stand, where here you get like varieties for all different tastes and kinds of people. So I think that's a really great thing.
Rain, what else do you think people ought to know about the Fall Festival?
I think they should know that, like, at first I was like kind of scared almost, because, like, you know, so many people, it's bound for something to happen, but I've had a pretty good experience so far, and I think others could have the same if they are willing to venture out here. So.
Right, thank you for your time. That's all the questions I have. Do you have any questions for me?
Not that I know of. Thank you.
Thank you.